This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the Connect method prepares your emotional state for patient hearing before the conversation starts. 7 steps to calm your mind so you can truly listen to difficult people. In short, patient hearing breaks down not because people lack empathy, but because their emotional state is not ready when the conversation starts. The Connect method gives you 7 concrete steps to prepare your inner state before you sit down with a difficult person, so that genuine listening becomes possible rather than accidental. You must calm your nervous system before you can truly hear anyone. Naming and normalizing your own emotions before the conversation reduces their power over you. Clarifying your needs in advance keeps you from using the conversation to get something rather than understand someone. Definition: patient hearing method refers to a structured, emotionally prepared approach to listening in which you deliberately calm and ready your internal state before a difficult conversation, so that you can sustain genuine and hurried attention without reacting defensively or shutting down. You meant to listen. You walked in telling yourself to stay calm, hear them out, not get defensive. Then they said the one thing that landed wrong, and you were gone. Not physically, but gone. Your jaw tightened, your mind started building its counterargument, and whatever they said next went in through their ears and straight out the window. Patient hearing had failed, and it had failed before the conversation was ever really underway. This is not a character flaw. It is what happens when we ask our listening to do a job our emotional state was never prepared to handle. Good intentions are not preparation. Wanting to hear someone is not the same as being ready to hear them. For years I got this backwards, and I paid for it in conversations but went sideways despite my best efforts. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the Connect method as a 7-step framework for navigating emotionally charged conversations, drawn from Chapter 8. Its deepest value, as I explain there, is not what it helps you do during the conversation. It is what it helps you build before a single word is exchanged. This article teaches you each step of that framework and shows you exactly how to use it as preparation for patient hearing with difficult people. Why patient hearing keeps failing before you even speak. Most conversations with difficult people are lost in the minutes before they start. You arrive already activated, replaying the last argument, rehearsing your rebuttal, dreading how this will go. Your body is in a state of low-grade alertness that feels like redness, but functions like armor. Armor blocks things out. That is the opposite of what patient hearing needs. When your nervous system reads a difficult person as a threat, it narrows your attention. You stop listening for understanding and start listening for danger. You pick up the tone before the content, the word that confirms your worst suspicion before the sentence that might have changed your mind. Understanding how the amygdala hijack silently blocks communication is half the battle. The other half is preparing your state so it does not happen to you. Patient hearing is not passive. It is an act of strength that demands your full presence, and presence is something you have to cultivate before you walk through the door. That is what the Connect method is built for. The Connect method. 7 steps to prepare for patient hearing. This is the framework I present and Say It Right Every Time. Each letter names a step. Each step is something you do, not something you think about. Work through them in order before you enter the conversation. Step 1. C. Calm yourself down. What it is. Deliberate physical and mental settling before you engage. What it is designed for. Bringing your nervous system out of alert mode and into a state where genuine listening is physiologically possible. How it works. Number 1. Find a quiet space, even a bathroom stall, 2 minutes before the conversation. Number 2. Breathe in slowly for 4 counts, hold for 2, out for 6. Repeat 3 times. Number 3. Drop your shoulders consciously, unclench your jaw. Feel your feet on the floor. Number 4. Say to yourself, I am not in danger. I am in a conversation. When to use it. Every time you are about to sit with someone who raises your defenses, however slightly, when not to use it. This step assumes you have a few minutes of private time. If the conversation ambushes you, move to step 2 first and return to calming your body as quickly as you can. Worked example. Before a difficult one-on-one with a colleague who routinely dismisses your ideas, you take 2 minutes in the stairwell. You breathe, drop your shoulders, and remind yourself that this conversation is not a verdict on your worth. You walk in with a slower pulse. Eamon's note. I spent years thinking I could will myself calm during a hard conversation. I cannot. Nobody can. The calming has to happen before the words start. This step is not optional. Step 2. Observe the emotion. What it is. Noticing what you're actually feeling with precision before you engage. What it is designed for. Creating a small but crucial distance between you and the emotion so the emotion does not drive your listening. How it works. Number 1. Ask yourself, what am I actually feeling right now? Not what am I thinking? Number 2. Be specific. Nervous is not specific enough. Is it dread? Frustration. Fear of being dismissed. Anger at a past injustice. Number 3. Locate it in your body. Where does this feeling sit? Chest, stomach, throat. Number 4. Observe it without judging it. You are not fixing it yet. You are just seeing it clearly. When to use it. Immediately after you have calmed your physical state. While you still have private time. When not to use it. Do not linger here so long that you turn observation into rumination. One focused minute is enough. Worked example. Before a tense conversation with a team member who has been undermining you, you notice you are carrying something sharper than nerves. It is anger sitting right behind your sternum. You see it clearly. That clarity keeps it from ambushing you mid-conversation. Eamon's note. I have found that the emotions I fail to name before a conversation are the ones that end up running it. Step 3. Name the emotion. What it is. Putting a precise word on what you observed in step 2. What it is designed for. Reducing the emotional charge. As I write and say it right every time, naming the emotion helps to tame it. It gives you a sense of control and keeps the feeling from flooding your listening. How it works. Number 1. Say the emotion out loud, quietly, to yourself. I am feeling angry or I'm feeling afraid of being blamed. Number 2. Use feeling words, not situation descriptions. I feel like she always does this is a thought. I feel dismissed is a feeling. Number 3. Stay with the word until it feels accurate. Vague naming gives only vague relief. When to use it. Right after observing the emotion, while still in preparation. When not to use it. You are not naming your emotion to the difficult person at this stage. That comes later, if at all. This step is private preparation. Worked example. You name the feeling as disrespected. Not angry, not nervous, not frustrated. Disrespected. Suddenly the feeling has a shape, and shaped things are easier to set aside when the listening begins. Eamon's note. This is one of those tools that sounds too simple to work until you try it. Then you wonder how you ever went without it. Step 4. Normalize the emotion. What it is. Accepting that what you feel is a reasonable response, not a weakness or a flaw. What it is designed for. Reducing the shame or self-judgment that makes emotions louder, not quieter. When you tell yourself you should not feel this way, the feeling intensifies. When you accept it as understandable, it loses some of its grip. How it works. Number 1. Say to yourself, it makes sense that I feel this way, given what has happened. Number 2. Do not excuse the feeling or amplify it. Simply accept that it is there for a reason. Number 3. Remind yourself that having the feeling does not mean you must act from it. When to use it. Directly after naming the emotion, the two steps work as a pair. When not to use it. Normalizing is not the same as justifying. If you find yourself building a case for why your anger is entirely the other person's fault, you have moved from normalizing into rehearsing grievances. Pull back. Worked example. You tell yourself, of course I feel disrespected. This person has spoken over me twice in the last week. That feeling is reasonable. You are not excusing anything. You are simply making peace with the fact that you are human. Eamon's note. The hardest conversations I ever prepared for were the ones where I was ashamed of what I felt. Once I stopped fighting the feeling and just accepted it, I could actually hear again. Step 5. Empathize with the other person. What it is. Deliberately considering what the difficult person might be carrying into this conversation. What it is designed for. Shifting your orientation from defensive to curious. Patient hearing requires curiosity. This step builds it before you need it. Understanding how empathy bridges create the conditions for lasting connection is directly relevant here. How it works. Number 1. Ask yourself, what might this person be worried about right now? Number 2. Ask what do they need from this conversation, even if they express it badly. Number 3. Ask, is it possible they have a reason for how they are behaving that I have not considered? Number 4. You do not have to agree with their position. You are simply widening your view. When to use it. After you've settled your own emotional state in the first 4 steps, Empathy before emotional preparation is just performance, when not to use it. If someone has genuinely behaved abusively or repeatedly in bad faith, forced empathy can become a tool that undermines your own clarity. Curiosity is not the same as excusing harmful behaviour. Worked example. Before meeting with a colleague who has been dismissive in team meetings, you consider he was passed over for a promotion last quarter. His dismissiveness may be covering insecurity. You do not excuse it. You understand it. That understanding makes patient hearing far more natural. Eamon's note. I have really walked into a hard conversation with genuine curiosity and come out worse for it. Curiosity is the antidote to contempt, and contempt is the death of patient hearing. Step 6. C. Clarify your needs. What it is. Getting specific about what you genuinely need from this conversation before it starts. What it is designed for. Preventing you from using the conversation as a vehicle for unspoken needs. When you do not know what you need, you often hijack the listening to get it covertly, and patient hearing collapses. How it works. Number 1. Ask yourself, what do I actually need from this conversation? To be heard. To understand something. To reach an agreement. Number 2. Write it in one sentence, if you can. Number 3. Check whether your need is realistic for this specific conversation. Number 4. Separate your needs from your preferred outcome. Needing to be heard is different from needing the other person to agree with you. When to use it. Before every significant conversation, not just the ones you are dreading. Clarity here is a consistent practice, not an emergency measure. Building this kind of psychological safety in yourself is what makes the whole system work. When not to use it. If your stated need is actually a position, not a need, you're not ready yet. I need him to admit he was wrong is a position dressed up as a need. Keep going until you find the real one. Worked example. Your real need is to understand why your input has been dismissed. Not to win an argument. Not to be apologized to. Just to understand. You go in with that clarity, and you listen with it. Eamon's note. Clarifying my needs before a conversation changed the way I listened completely. When I knew what I was actually there for, I stopped fishing for evidence and started hearing the person. Step 7. T. Trust the connection. What it is. Choosing to believe the relationship or the conversation itself can hold what needs to be said. What it is designed for. Releasing the protective rigidity that makes patient hearing impossible. When you are convinced the conversation will end in disaster, you brace for it. That bracing closes your ears. How it works. Number 1. Remind yourself of any evidence that this person is capable of good faith, however small. Number 2. If there is no such evidence, remind yourself that you are capable of conducting yourself well regardless. Number 3. Say to yourself, I can handle what I hear. I do not need to control this conversation to be safe in it. When to use it. As a final step, just before you enter the room or start the call, when not to use it. Do not manufacture false trust where genuine safety is absent. If this person has shown a pattern of cruelty or bad faith, trust the conversation is not the same as trusting the person. Trust your own ability to listen and respond from a grounded place. Worked example. You remind yourself that even the most difficult colleague has moments of real honesty. You decide you can hear whatever comes. You walk in open rather than guarded, and patient hearing becomes possible. Eamon's note. Trust the process was the hardest sell I ever made to myself. But every time I went in believing the conversation could hold what needed to happen, it usually did. Choosing the right step to lead with when time is short. The full 7-step sequence works best with 5 to 10 minutes of private preparation. But not every hard conversation announces itself in advance. You will sometimes need to compress this framework in real time. Here is a quick guide to which steps to prioritize. Situation priority steps. Why? Conversation ambushes you with no warning. Seek calm. End name. Settle your body first. Then name the emotion to stop it flooding you. You are already emotionally activated from a previous interaction. O observe. End normalize. Do not rush past what you are feeling. It will surface anyway. You feel contempt or resentment toward the person. E empathize. T trust contempt shuts down patient hearing faster than anything else. You know what outcome you want, but not why. C clarify needs unexamined needs turn listening into lobbying. You're calm. But guarded T trust. E empathized guardedness closes ears as effectively as agitation. When you cannot do all 7 steps, do at least one. One deliberate step of preparation is worth more than 10 minutes of vague hope that it will go well. For anyone working on confidence in difficult conversations, this table gives you a practical way to build the habit incrementally. You do not have to master all seven steps at once. You master them one deliberate use at a time. Where the preparation breaks down. Knowing a framework and using it well are two different things. Here is where I see people come unstuck with the Connect method. The mistake, rushing through the steps as a checklist rather than a practice. Why it happens. The framework feels mechanical at first, and people want to be done with it quickly. What to do instead? Slow down at the step that feels most uncomfortable. That discomfort is telling you something important. The mistake. Treating the framework as a one-time fix rather than a pre-conversation ritual. Why it happens. People do the steps once, have a better conversation, then forget about preparation next time. What to do instead? Build it into your routine. Do it before every significant conversation, not just the ones that terrify you. The mistake. Using the empathy step to suppress your own legitimate feelings. Why it happens. People confuse empathy with self-erasure. They think understanding the other person means their own feelings do not count. What to do instead? Steps 2, 3, and 4 come before empathy for a reason. Honor your own emotional state first, then extend empathy outward. The mistake. Confusing trusting the connection with expecting a good outcome. Why it happens. The final step sounds like wishful thinking to a skeptic. What to do instead? Trust here means trusting yourself, not the other person. You trust your own capacity to listen and respond well, whatever comes. For deeper context on how individual preparation builds broader communication strength, the Strong Method for Synergy-Critical Conversations works well alongside this framework. The two systems address different layers of the same challenge. You can also see how the Strong Method applies to high-stakes feedback conversations specifically. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building fluency with the method over 30 days. The Connect framework is covered in full detail in Say It Right Every Time, where Chapter 8 walks through its application across a range of relationship and communication scenarios. But reading about a framework and building genuine fluency with it are different endeavors. Here is a realistic path to fluency over 1 month. Week 1. Use only step C and end calm and name before every difficult interaction, however small. Write down the emotion you named after each conversation. Notice patterns. Week 2. At steps O and the second N, observe and normalize. You are now working a four-step version. Most people notice a significant reduction in reactive listening by the end of this week. Week 3. Bring in E and C, empathize and clarify needs. These two steps together are where patient hearing becomes reliable rather than occasional. Week 4. At T, trust the connection and run all seven steps before one significant conversation per day. Review what happened. Adjust. The goal is not perfection. The goal is a reliable pre-conversation habit that gives your patient hearing method a foundation it can stand on. Building psychological safety with an honest communication is a longer project, but it starts here, in the minutes before the conversation begins. What you carry into the room determines what you can hear. Patient hearing is not a talent. It is not something some people have and others do not. It is the result of arriving at a conversation with your emotional state prepared rather than raw. The Connect method gives you a system for doing exactly that. Every time, not just when inspiration strikes. I have used these seven steps before difficult conversations for longer than I care to admit. They do not make hard conversations easy. Nothing does. But they make genuine listening possible. And genuine listening changes what is possible between people. That is the whole point of the patient hearing method, not to win the conversation, but to be truly present for it. That presence, built in the minutes before the words start, is the most powerful thing you can bring. Frequently asked questions. What is the patient hearing method for difficult conversations? The patient hearing method is a structured approach to listening under pressure. It requires emotional preparation before the conversation starts, so you can stay present, resist reacting, and genuinely receive what the other person is saying rather than defending against it. How does the Connect method help with patient hearing? The Connect method prepares your emotional state in seven steps before a difficult conversation. By calming down, naming, and normalizing your feelings, and clarifying your needs in advance, you create the internal conditions that patient hearing requires. Why is emotional preparation important before listening to difficult people? Without emotional preparation, your nervous system treats a difficult conversation as a threat. Your body tightens, your attention narrows, and you stop listening to understand. Preparing your emotional state in advance gives you the capacity to hear without reacting defensively. Can the Connect method be used at work, not just in personal relationships? Yes, although the method was developed in the context of close relationships, every step applies directly to workplace conversations with difficult people. Calming yourself, naming your emotions, and clarifying your needs are skills that make patient hearing possible in any setting. What is the difference between hearing and patient hearing with a difficult person? Ordinary hearing is passive. Patient hearing is active and deliberate. It means staying present, without interrupting, resisting the urge to defend or counter-argue, and giving the other person enough time to be fully understood before you respond. How long does the Connect method preparation take before a conversation? The preparation can be done in 5 to 10 minutes. Each step is short and focused. With practice, some steps become automatic, and the full sequence can be completed in less time than it takes to walk to a meeting room. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.